It is time for sports this morning, and when we arise and awake and open our eyes this morning, the Atlanta Braves have caught the New York Mets. Both teams sit atop the NL East with 85 and 51 records. This is as a direct result of games that happened last night. Pittsburgh down the Mets 8-2. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay in the American League beat Boston 8-4. Toronto lost to Baltimore 9-6. I only bring up games that involve local teams and standings and things like that. As we move on, the Yankees got rained out, so they will of course, play a doubleheader today. And as we said, the Braves battled back, and they've now got a share of the lead in the American League East. They erased a 10.5 game deficit, moving into a tie with the Mets. And that is a big story. The Yankees still have at least a 5 or 6 game lead out of their 12.5, 13-game lead they had at one point. But even that is a little bit in jeopardy. All right. We'll get on to football in a second, but I have to comment on this. Margaret Court, regarded as one of the greatest women tennis players in history, with her record 24 Grand Slam titles, says she's been iced out from the tennis community. And despite her admiration for the greats like Serena Williams, she believes the same respect is not often returned to her. In a rare interview with The Telegraph, the 80-year-old Australian tennis star defended her accomplishments following Williams' third-round exit from what will likely be her final U.S. Open. Quote, "Serena, I've admired her as a player," Court said the outlet, "but I don't think she has ever admired me." End quote. Court, whose record still stands over Williams' 23 titles, noted that her wins were earned in a shorter length of time, despite critics who discredit it in comparison because she earned most of them during the amateur era. Quote, "Serena has played 70 years more than I did. I finished in my early 30s. People forget that I took 2 years out. I first retired, like Ash Barty, when I was 25, thinking I would never return to tennis. I got married, had a baby, but then had one of my best years, winning 24 of 25 tournaments," end quote. She went on to say, "I came back after 2 babies. After having my first baby, I won 3 out of the 4 slams, and Serena hasn't won a slam since," end quote. So, That is a story highlighting some of the feelings in tennis. In football, the Chicago Bears have unveiled new stadium plans, and they're seeking public funding for an entertainment district. We'll see how that goes. The son of Chiefs head coach Andy Reid has pled guilty to charges from the crash that left a child with a brain injury. That's just horrible news. A boxing match has been announced. Jake Paul, the UFC legend, Anderson Silva, are now set for a boxing match in October. I don't know. We'll see what happens there. That's a made-for-TV event. Well, we can talk NFL. We're one day away from the opening of the 2022-23 season. On Thursday, tomorrow, on NBC, on Thursday Night Football, the Bills will take on the Rams. Now, the Bills are home in that game. Taking a look at games on Sunday involving our local teams. The Patriots will take on the Dolphins in Miami. The Giants are at the Titans. And I don't see the Jets in here. Come on, they can't have a bye the first week. Okay, the Jets are home against the Ravens. And that's our report on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.